Welcome back to episode 21 of Shloshim Yoyim Kodem HaChag, and today we'll be discussing the Arba Kosos, the four cups that one is obligated to drink on the night of the Seder. Chazal were mesaken that one must drink four cups, Dalet Kosos, which corresponds to the four languages of Geula, the Dalet Lashonos Shel Geula. Vayitzeisi Yeschem, Vehitzalti Yeschem, Vega'alti Yeschem, and Velakachti Yeschem. Every person must drink these four cups themselves, and it's not enough that they hear the bracha from somebody else without drinking on their own. The mitzvah is that every person should have their own cup, and even small children, at least that are a giyul lechinuch, boys and girls, should all have their own cup, and it's brought that even children who are not a giyul lechinuch should also have their own cups for the dalet kosos. The minhag is to make a bracha rishayna, barei pri agafen, in every one of the four kaisis. And the reason is because each kais is its own mitzvah. Also, saying the Haggadah and saying halal between the kaisis is considered a hefsik because it's usher to drink from the beginning of the Haggadah and during halal, and birchas hamazon is a hefsik as well. However, a bracha achrayna is not required only after the fourth cup because hesach hadas does not require one to make a bracha achreina. There has to be a revius of yayin, a revius of wine in each cup. And lechatchila, a person should drink the whole revius. If you do not drink most of the revius, it is ma'akiv. And you're not going to be yotza unless you drink most of the revius. How much is most of a revius? Beloy lugmav, which means a cheekful of a adam beinoni, a regular sized person. And even an ish katan, a smaller person who has a smaller mlay lugmav, is required to drink a mlay lugmav of an adam beinini. But an ish gadol, a large person, needs to drink the mlay lugmav of his. The actual shiurim, the amounts, I hope to get to in a separate shiur what the practical numbers are. A katan does not have to drink a rov revius. He only has to drink the mlay lugmav of his own. A large kais that has many revius in the kais, if needed, meaning there's only one cup available, more than one person could drink from the same cup as long as they have a revius. Each one has a revius, or b'diavad a rov revius. The Ramban's opinion is that in each cup, one must drink rov kais, most of the cup. And therefore, if a person has a cup with four revius, he has to drink at least two and a little bit more. L'chatchila, it is appropriate, if possible, to be yetzer the Ramban Shita and drink the whole kais, or at least most of the kais, even if you have a large kais. Therefore, if you don't plan on drinking a lot of wine, take a cup that only contains a revius in order to fulfill the opinion of the Ramban that you're drinking most of the kais or the whole kais. When it comes to the fourth kais, one has to drink a full revius in order that he should be able to make a bracha achreina. Or if he only drinks a rev revius, then he should be yetzer the bracha achreina with somebody else at the table who's making that bracha achreina. L'chatchila, it is best to drink the rov revius in one shot. Therefore, a person should make sure that it's easy for him to drink it that way and don't take a cup where it's difficult to get it all out in one shot. If a person waits while he's drinking between sips the shear of rov revius, there are those that say that he's not yotza. Therefore, with the first cups, if he had in mind to drink other drinks with the bracha that he made, he should drink again. When it comes to the second cups, there may be more problematic because of a problem of meisav al kaisos, adding on to the kaisos. And there, unless he waited between drinking rev revius more than kedei achilas pras, which everyone holds he's not yaitza, then even then, even during the kaisos achronis, the latter kaisos, he has to drink again. If a person drank four kaisos, one after the other, or even two kaisis, one after the other, he's only yotza the obligation of one kais. Then he has to drink again the other kaisis where they're supposed to be drunk, the appropriate place during the Seder. If a person was mafsik with some time between each kais, but he did not drink it at the proper place where it's supposed to be drunk at the Seder, the Beis Yosef's opinion is that one could be yotza b'di'evet. However, the Prichadosh argues on this. L'chatchila, the takana of Chazal is to drink each kais at the proper place at the Seder, and therefore women should be careful to say the Haggadah or at least hear the Haggadah from their husbands and drink the kaises at the proper place. Each kais has the din of a kais shel bracha. They have to be rinsed out, and all the other dinim of kais shel bracha that are found in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. However, if the cups are clean, You do not have to rinse them out between each cup, and it's enough by just rinsing out the cup the first time before you begin the Seder.